This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Helen Williams on the line of World Missionary Press. And Helen recently visited Romania, Finland, Sweden, and Norway. And this sounds like a great European vacation, but actually, Helen, you were there for work. Can you tell me a little bit about what exactly you were doing on this trip?
Well, we have a lot of distributors who use our booklets, and a couple of opportunities to set up national coordinators and centralized distribution are growing our requests in some of these countries. So you really need to do those things face-to-face. And so we determined that three of us would go. I went and a lady that does our booking of our shipments, and then we took one of our graphic artist gals to do the photography and the documentation, et cetera. And it turned out to be just a changing, life-changing type of situation. I've only been out of the country to visit coordinators once before, and I went along with my boss. So this was the first time for the three of us to kind of go and do this. And we prayed a lot about the trip. We asked for divine appointments and for open ears and open hearts to hear what they had to say. World Missionary Press is a support ministry. It's our job to provide materials to assist those that are trying to reach their communities and their countries with the gospel. And so we want to hear what works and what doesn't, and what they need and what they don't need. And the unique thing about this trip was we started out in Romania, in the southern part of Romania, and then we went to Finland, Sweden, and Norway. And those two areas were starkly different, both in just the people and the outreach, those that were there working and how they spread the gospel, how they share. They were two unique situations. In Romania, we were in the southern part, and there are 7,000 villages and cities in the southern part of Romania without a gospel presence, an evangelical presence. I think I read that it's 0.1% Christian in that region. There's poverty. There's a lot of alcoholism and just idleness that creates problems. Families are in distress. There's a little opportunity for work. They are still operating much under the old mindset and of communism from so many years, and then the result of the revolution, and there was persecution there. And some of the Christians were imprisoned in those years, and they're kind of coming out of that. And then there is the presence and sense of the Orthodox Church, which just is part of who they are and their culture. And so when you try to present the gospel of Jesus, it's so different than anything that they know in so many ways. And there's a fear of stepping out and taking on something new or something different and perhaps losing something that they've got that they've been hanging on to for years. It's a very difficult area. The missionaries that we met were Romanian. They had come from the northern part of Romania, where the gospel is more prevalent, and there's a stronger base of Christians. And so these families had moved. They'd left all of that, and they'd moved to the southern part of Romania to work in these villages and in these cities. And some of them have been there 6-7 years, and they've got maybe a handful of people that have accepted Christ. And so their churches are very, very small. If in fact they are churches at all in the sense of having full opportunities and full recognition, et cetera. So it's just very hard ground. It's done through friendship and just patient persistence and showing Christ's love and sharing it one-on-one as opportunities come up. It's not an area where you can go door-to-door, because if you go and ask them about being a Christian, well, they are, because this overwhelming presence of the Orthodox Church creates that mindset. And so it's hard ground. And yet the distributors that we saw just touched our heart because they were so faithful young couples with families, older couples that have been doing this for years and years, with what we would say little to show for it, and yet we know that God has, if the seed has been planted, and God is going to honor that. One couple that really struck us, his name is Alexei, and he was telling us that he had come down, he'd been saved as a teenager out of a rough life. And so anyway, he and his family came down. He had used World Missionary Press booklets. In fact, he had seen them in northern Romania from the time he was a child. So the material, they were familiar with the material. And so they were, and they were saying that they think now's the time. This is a good time. They're ready to kind of maybe take a couple of bold steps forward, and the literature will help them do that. But he said to me, he said, you know, after a few years, I got really discouraged here. He said, because nothing was happening, and I'm thinking, should I take my family back up north? And he said, and then God told me, and he's waving the World Missionary Press booklet at me, and he's saying, and God told me, all I ask you to do is plant the seed, and I'll take care of it from there. And he said, so that's what we do. We plant the seed. And we were just so touched by the need there, but the faithfulness of these people in Romania to just continue the work. And when we met with the leadership, they said, yes, now we're ready to receive larger amounts. We believe that we have enough time and have invested in this, and that the time is right to be a little bit bolder, maybe do some street work, maybe do some wider distribution. And the booklets will be very helpful for people that may shake their heads at us, but they'll take a booklet, put it in their pocket, and who knows when they're going to read it. So Romania was just touched our hearts, and we definitely have a place to set up a distribution point through this particular church, and they're ready for that. And we've got a shipment that we're going to be trying to get out of here for Romania with multiple languages. This group intends to reach into all of the Balkans, so the timing was right, and we just felt the Lord's presence there.
And you mentioned another situation that was, because you were talking about two areas that were starkly different. So you've described Romania. What was the other area that really stood out to you?
Well, when we got to Finland and Sweden and Norway into the Scandinavia area, those are more affluent. They are more settled. They're more churched in many ways. Now, in Sweden particularly, there's the gospel has kind of been blunted by humanism and materialism and things like that. But in these countries, we found aggressive and open evangelism, particularly to immigrant populations. There's a large Muslim presence in Sweden now. But we found an openness and we didn't find the poverty. We didn't find the whatever it was in Romania that seemed to keep people tied to something. It's just a much more open culture, a much more European culture, if you will. But we also found older couples that have been serving the Lord. I met people that I have been in contact with by email for 20 years here at World Missionary Press that have been serving the Lord and receiving our booklets and sending them out and giving them out and and sharing them. And then we met young street preachers. And particularly in Sweden, we met young people, young men out on the street just sharing and challenging people. We met one fella in Sweden particularly that I was really looking forward to meeting. He is an Iraqi. He was saved out of a drug culture. And he came to the Lord, and he is a walking billboard almost for the Lord. He is so just so on fire, but not in an offensive way, in the sense that he is just alive. And he said when he ordered the booklets the first time, he said he saw that it said that they were free, and he said, I didn't believe that. He said that wouldn't be, but he said he got his first boxes, and sure enough, they were free. And he ordered some more boxes, and sure enough, those were free. And he was just overwhelmed. And he's been with us maybe 3 or 4 years, And he was just overwhelmed that the material is available to him and free. He has a table that he sets up in the city square. He speaks three or four languages, and he's just, but having the booklets available in the multiple languages is just terrific. And there's a large church there that they've got a book table out, and they're in the streets, and they're in the squares. In Finland, our coordinator has areas outside the train station and outside the city, downtown city buildings, in the mall areas, and he brings a band and he preaches a bit, and they give out booklets, and it was a much different situation. Also, though, in Finland, our coordinator has worked now with a group of Russians that have come from Russia that are working among the Russian population and then taking things back into Russia. So there's new opportunities for him. Same in Estonia. He's got new contacts in Germany. They need material in Arabic. So it's just spreading in that area. And it was just alive. And it was so great to sit and talk to them over a meal and hear their hearts and see them. One young man, he's from Nigeria. He came to Sweden to study and for work, and then he went back to Nigeria. But he was a Christian, and he just felt the need to go back to Sweden because there's a large African presence there, and many of them are Christians, and to help them kind of reach their own people and then maybe establish churches and reach out. So he was just terrific. He believes that there's a cloud that's going to lift, and he keeps telling his people, you know, keep on just being faithful because the Lord's going to honor this, and the time is coming. And he feels a movement among the Swedish people and the Africans there. We went to a church in Finland that was multi-ethnic, Finns and people from Ghana and Cameroon and Nigeria, and just all of them fellowshipping and together. And it was like one of the girls that was with me said, it's like a little bit of heaven. People from everybody, every corner. The speaker was from the UK. We were from the US. And in this Sunday afternoon service, it was just marvelous. It was a little touch of heaven, if you will. So, and when we got to Norway, we have a growing number of distributors there. And that's another reason why we went there, to see just how much they needed and what we could do to help. Same thing in Sweden. And this one man and his church had sent a request in for about 10,000-12,000 booklets. They have a campaign, an intensive summer campaign to reach out to their community. They're part in the city of Oslo. So we dropped off boxes for him, and they were just ecstatic. And so there's just new people coming on, new opportunities into what would have been, in that area, early years, 1800s, maybe early in the 19th century, 20th century, they were missionary sending countries. They were stalwarts of the gospel. But now these nations have between the politics and the spirit of the age, things have dulled, and so some of these newer people in, like the Africans and like some others, have come in and have kind of stoked the fire. And particularly in Sweden, we were told that, you know, that some of the Swedish churches are saying, you know, hey, this is what we should be doing, and so it's spreading. And it was just so encouraging. We had a meeting in Sweden with distributors one night, and there was one man that came with another group. He came with a fellow from Iraq. And he just sat there and kind of looked at me and smiled at me all evening. He was Iranian. He doesn't speak English, but he's part of a church of 300 ex-Muslims from Iran and Afghanistan in Stockholm. And when he left, he shook my hand and he got out, thank you. It was just, it just touched our hearts. And so it was a trip that encouraged us. We believe that the Lord is opening doors in Europe and awakening things. We have other opportunities, but what we went to see, the Lord just gave us in abundance, and we came back recharged, if you will, and grateful for everybody that's out there. We print booklets, we send them out, and we got to see how they're used, how they've been received, how the effect they've had over years in ministries and lives, and it was just terrific.
I have a number of follow-up questions, but I can hear the excitement in your voice. Really, what strikes me is you're describing almost like a fresh movement of God among these European places. But traditionally, or at least from a lot of reports lately that I've heard, Europe is kind of considered, quote-unquote, post-Christian. But what you're describing is definitely not post-Christian. What kind of role have, I guess, immigrants had? And is it, you were kind of describing, like, it seems like these immigrants are coming in and sparking, and the locals are kind of like, oh, this is what we should be doing. Could you talk about that?
I think you're right. Europe is seen as post-Christian, and in many ways, and there are still countries where it's hard. We don't have much contact, and but I do believe that for World Missionary Press, at least, the 2015 or whenever that was, that the immigrant issue became such an issue, we started seeing people that have been using the booklets on a limited basis. We're experiencing these people coming up through Italy and Greece and Hungary and Germany and moving that way. And they saw the opportunity to reach these people through the booklets. As they came off the trains and as they were in their country for a time, there was an opportunity to reach them. And that kind of opened the door to their thinking, again, we should be doing this for our own people as well. And I believe from what we've seen from requests and responses that that had some influence. I also believe, though, that the many of the people that are coming from Nigeria and from that region, a lot of them are Christians. And we heard of, in some of the immigrant camps, now the immigrants weren't coming from Nigeria, but those that came from the other areas, there were believers there. And in some of those immigrant camps, they found each other. And there were small little church groups and in some of those immigrant camps. So some of these immigrants that came, although many of them needed the gospel, there were some who were already believers, and particularly from Syria. And so they brought that as well. And I think the area where we heard the most about maybe stirring the national church was in Sweden, and that's really good. Now the church in Finland, it's my understanding that there's a good movement there, and they're looking outward, but they also are meeting within their own group, and so I think it's some of both. I think the opportunity for us for literature is maybe in some European, there's not a lot of house-to-house type things like you would have in Latin American countries or even in India or someplace, but the literature provides a one-on-one contact that may not be a full conversation or an intense sit-down. It would be a casual thing, someone that you would share with as you talk to them. And that's another reason why the literature is so popular. But we heard in Finland, one group said that they were so glad that we were there and they had used our literature in the past, but had lost contact. And so we were able to reconnect them. And the pastor said, we have major outreaches to children in the parks in the summer in Helsinki. And so this will be ideal. And so things that maybe had been used before were being rediscovered. And so I think that's of the spirit, and I think that some of it is the movement of peoples, and some of it is just maybe some latent things that are being revived, if you will, stirred up by the spirit. But I do believe that there's a movement. We have opportunities, growing opportunities in Italy. We have growing opportunities in Portugal and Spain. And we have a lot of material that goes in the UK. So there are areas. We have growing interest in Denmark. So there are regions where it's starting to show. And perhaps, not every country will experience it at the same rate, but there are places where it's starting to really move. And we find that World Missionary Press is going to be a part of this because of the literature.
Okay, I wasn't sure if the mute if it came off or not, but you can hear me, right?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah.
Helen? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry. I was just making sure because it's I wasn't sure if it worked or not.
Okay.
But I heard
did
everything
that,
you said, and I'm just excited.
Did that answer,
you know,
your, did that answer
to
your
you.
Question? Okay.
It
did that
did
answer your
perfectly.
Question?
Thank
All right.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, and you mentioned, we were kind of talking before we started recording, and you talked about a new generation of distributors. Can we touch on that before we get to action points?
In Romania, there were young families that were willing to give up their homes and move and take on the challenge, Romanians reaching Romanians, but in a different context, a different kind of living situation, and that was encouraging. In Helsinki, in this church service, there were young people, vibrant young people from Helsinki as well as from Africa. They're totally involved in the service. They had a good part of the worship part of the service. Eager to serve. And in Sweden, there were several young men and a couple of young ladies that were involved in the street ministry. And I can't say why or how. It was just encouraging for us to see that there is an interest, because what we read about Generation X and Generation Z or whatever it is and all of these is that there is a there's not a sense of commitment in some of these younger generations. We saw commitment, and I think that that's purely of the spirit and genuine. And we saw that throughout our trip, that there is commitment by some of these young people. And I think that that's encouraging, because we need that. I'm in my latter years, and I know that here at World Missionary Press, we need those young people with a sense of vision to pick it up. I can't always do this, and many of us can't. So it was encouraging to see. I think it's the commitment, and I think it comes just from the Lord touching the heart that's willing to yield. I don't know that but as a generation, we hear that that's an issue for them.
And as we share this report, and maybe it's a couple of reports, but just as we share this information with friends, how would you ask them to respond? You described a couple of needs, but could you outline those for us and describe how they can help?
Well, our first request is always for prayer. We have the situation in Romania and the situation in Sweden. Those are new major contacts for us to establish as coordinators, get the material as soon as we can. We need wisdom to do that, to make sure that we've got everything, because we want coordinators that are willing to put in the time and the effort, because they do this as volunteers, but also that the material will not just be shipped and sit, but it will flow. And we believe that it will. But there's a lot involved here with setting up a new national coordinator and major distributor. And so that those two areas, we already have one in Finland, and we're not yet to the stage where we think we need one in Norway, but there's growing interest in Norway. But in Romania and Sweden, we need a lot of wisdom right now. We have a shipment ready to go to Romania, and we can put one together for Sweden. Sweden also, they begged us for another booklet in their language, our booklet, How to Know God in Swedish. They really believe that that will help offset some of the confusion with the Jehovah Witnesses and the Mormons. And so I have that on my desk to get to our pre-press department to see if we can't get that booklet translated and into one of the young men at that meeting was willing to help us as a translator. That's another prayer situation. I really have a burden to get that booklet available and to them. They're anxious to have it. And then, of course, the funding to get these shipments put together. We are, I think I've told you before, we are printing about 7 million pieces a month, but I have orders on my desk for 130 million pieces. So you do the math, as I say. We want to meet this need while the fire is hot and stoked, and and going, and we just need to get things moving here. And so we're waiting on the Lord to provide the funding. He's opened some doors, but so we need prayer. But as people want to be involved and they can designate funds, I want to help in Romania, or I want to help in Finland, or I want to help in Sweden, or I want to help in Europe, or I just want to help wherever you need help. And any, because our booklets only cost about 3.5 to 4 cents to print, even a dollar will provide 25 booklets. And in many cases, more than one person reads a booklet. So there's nothing too small that you could send that we couldn't use. But we just ask that they pray that the Lord would provide for those needs as well. And then for the decisions that need to be made, and for us to know how to go through these, this open door, this is just part of what we're trying to do in Europe. We are also looking to perhaps set up a sub-distribution point, perhaps in Italy or maybe in Portugal. That's a whole other issue, but we have interest there. We have growing interest, and we would save a lot of money and time if we could send larger shipments to one centralized point, and then that point, from that point, it would go out throughout the country. It would make a better use of our funding. It would make material more readily available within the country. So we need wisdom in those areas. So this is just something that's kind of bubbling up, if you will. So, but the prayer, we lean on that, particularly for wisdom in these decisions. We don't want to just barge in because it looked like a good idea to us. We need the Lord's. And we believe that the Lord showed us that this on this trip, that this was the time to go this way. So prayer, and then people can donate whatever the Lord leads them to, either a one-time or to become a regular donor. And like I said, they can designate sons, just put it on their check or put it with a note with a donation, and it will be used for that purpose.
Beautiful. That wraps up my questions for now. Was there anything I missed or anything else you'd like to add?
I don't think so. You know, it was just, there will be a report on our newsletter, a trip report on our newsletter that will be posted on our website. If people want to, our June newsletter will soon be on our website, and they can read a little bit more about it, about the trip, and maybe more some more specifics. And I encourage people to go to our website and read the newsletter.
And I'll get people connected, you know, if they, whether they want to give or if they want to continue praying for you guys, too. I know you have an app as well that I'll connect people to. Let me see how to end this recording. Okay.